This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, throughout this pandemic, we've been told to trust the experts, but you have probably concluded from the many public statements that not all the experts agree. And the easiest way to demonstrate that is to look at what experts have been saying about the importance of wearing a mask. At one extreme, you have the very strong statements by the Surgeon General Jerome Adams back in February. Here's his tweet. Seriously, people, stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing the general public from catching the coronavirus, but if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. On radio, we pointed out at the time that the second part of the tweet contradicted the first part of the tweet. He told the American people to stop buying masks because they were not effective in preventing the coronavirus. Then he implied that you shouldn't buy them because healthcare providers needed them. Well, why did they need them if they weren't effective? We found out later from him and other medical experts that they didn't want people buying them because they wanted to make sure that the personal protective equipment would be available for healthcare workers. At the other extreme was the testimony this month by CDC Director Robert Redfield. In front of the Senate Appropriations Committee, he testified that these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. He then went on to make the outrageous statement that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take the COVID vaccine. You know, back in February, he even testified that healthy people should not be wearing a mask. Now he's saying wearing a mask would provide more protection than a vaccine. Perhaps you can see why the American people have had some trouble trusting the medical experts. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.